1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you. Welcome to the Ebby J podcast. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you here with another fun-filled, unapologetic podcast. Wondering what we're talking about today? Stay tuned. More to come. It's your girl Ebby J. It's your girl Ebby J. What's going on, guys? It's your girl Ebby J coming back at you with another unapologetic podcast. In today's podcast, we are going to talk about homecoming. Yes, homecoming. Do you have any clue what homecoming is? Well, in today's podcast, I'm going to give you guys a rundown of what homecoming is and how homecoming has really, really inspired me. More to come. If you did not know, our girl Beyoncé, yes, signed a $1 million contract with Netflix to record three movies, whatever you want to call them. This girl is my Shiro. Seriously, Beyoncé is my Shiro. So typically, I do not tune into things like this, like anything having to do with, like, you know, celebrities or whatever. But for some reason, Beyoncé's $1 million deal really was like intriguing. So, you know, Friday night chilling, you know, baby girl is on a play date. And so I happened to turn on Netflix, something that I hardly do because I hardly ever watch TV, admittedly. So, side note, there is absolutely no reason for me to have a cable bill because we don't watch enough TV in this house that would suffice a bill. Thank God for corporate incentives. Anyway, on another note, so, you know, Beyoncé, you know, the tile, the promo came up on Netflix. And I was like, wow. So let me backtrack a little bit. So I went to the eye doctor on Friday, and the guy who was helping with my eyes, you know, like whatever they call, like the aid or whatever, he was telling me about, you know, black women, black power, you know, our strength and stuff like that. And I was like, aw, you're so sweet. But then he started to talk about Beyoncé's homecoming, and he was like, you really should watch it. And I had no idea what he was talking about. I was like, okay. And he was telling me how, you know, she really like did her thing and she showed her strength in that series. I had absolutely no clue what this brother was talking about. So it just so happened Friday night when baby girl was on her play date, I had a little downtime, a little me time, and I turned on Netflix, like I said before, and here goes Beyoncé flashing across my screen. So typically I am not, like I said, I'm not a TV watcher because every time I sit on that certain spot in the couch or that's laying at a certain spot in my bed and I decide to watch TV, your girl falls asleep. It is like automatic, right? Even if I'm watching TV with baby girl. But anyway, so I actually happened to stay up and I started to watch the series. So what happened was I went upstairs, I went in my bed, got ready for bed, and I was like, I'm gonna watch it. And then I fell asleep. But then I woke up around 1 a.m. and I was like, oh, let me watch this, you know. And so I turned the TV on, I watched it, and I was intrigued. But there is one part of that homecoming film, documentary, series, whatever you want to call it, that really, really touched me and actually had tears coming out my eyes. And it was when Beyoncé talked about how she unexpectedly gotten pregnant with her twins. And all of, and the toll that it took on her body, the toll that it took on her self-esteem, and the fact that she was asked to do Coachella the prior year, and she couldn't because she found out that she was pregnant with the twins, that she was going to do it in last year, which was 2018, because she didn't do it in 2017 because she got pregnant with the twins. And to watch her strength as she fought for herself and she fought for her fans and she fought for her family to do that amazing performance at Coachella, which I'm now going to call it Beychella. It had tears rolling down my eyes, and literally, I'm a little teary-eyed right now just thinking about it. Okay, let's talk about this. Let's talk about how many of us, how many women, and guys, if you listen to this podcast, the ones who are fathers, how many women go through that same fight for their lives, for their mental, for their bodies to find themselves once they get pregnant and have a child? You have to find yourself all over again. And watching Beyonce, I'm telling you guys, that was nothing short of inspiring to me. Seriously. So let's backtrack a little bit, right? So in this particular part of the documentary series, she talks about, like I said before, the fact that she was supposed to perform at Coachella in 2017, but she had to cancel it because she found out that she was pregnant. Then throughout her pregnancy, she found out that she was not only pregnant with one, but she was pregnant with two babies unexpectedly. She then talked about all of the complications that she had during her pregnancy, preeclampsia, high blood pressure, all of these different things that she was dealing with while she was pregnant with these twins. Now, mind you, I love Beyonce, but I never was a part of the Beehive because I'm not like a fan of anyone like that. But listen, after watching this documentary series and watching that particular part, and even the part where she talks about her family and how she got all her family together and all of her dancers, everyone that was on her set, all of her team together with her family, I'm such a Beyonce fan now. But let's backtrack again. Let me go back. Let me not go down that tangent yet. Go down that road yet. Okay. So anyway, she talks about her complications and everything that she's been through in her pregnancy. And she talks about, you know, when she was rushed to when she was given birth, you know, she had to get an emergency C-section because one of the baby's heartbeats stopped, was starting. And so she ended up having to get emergency C-section. And then she talks about how the toll the pregnancy and the labor and delivery took on her body, and that, you know, when she gave birth to those babies, she was 218 pounds. Okay. Then she talked about how she was asked to do Coachella again, and, you know, to headline Coachella, and it was now 2018. And by that time, you know, she already had gained all her weight. She had the babies. So if her babies were born in like 2000, because yeah, I don't know when the twins were born, forgive me Beehive, but I just don't know. But the fact that she said, I'm gonna do it, but this time I'm doing it with a different purpose, because I'm not doing it because I'm, you know, like, I'm at the peak of my career, like, I'm a mother, so my priorities are different, but because this is something that I want to do, and this is something that I want to do for the culture, and this is something I want to do to highlight, you know, my people, then I'm gonna do it. That woman fought for us. And when I say she fought for us, I mean that she sacrificed so much. She changed her whole diet. No sugar, no dairy, no bread, no carbs, no this, no that. You're gonna hear a toddler in the background. You can, excuse me?
Mommy is singing.
Singing?
I can't sing.
Okay, go play in the kitchen. She fought for us. She really, really did. And all of the sacrifices that she made in order for her to get herself back to the place where she could perform is one to be applauded. This makes me think of me as a woman, as a mother. Just because you have children, it doesn't mean that you stop dreaming, that you stop having goals, that you stop having aspirations, that you stop recording your podcast because your toddler wants to be a co-host. Ari? Say good morning to the people.
Okay.
Okay, come here. This is what being a mother is all about. Come here. You don't stop doing what you gotta do because you have children. You keep pushing. Say good morning.
Good morning.
Say, how y'all doing?
How you doing?
Welcome to the Abby J Show.
The Abby J Show.
That's my mommy.
It's my mommy.
That's right. And so as I sit here with Ari on my lap now that I'm recording because she's up, because, you know, I try to do things at like early in the morning so that, you know, I can give you guys quality content. This is my reality. Right. And Beyonce's documentary really, really hit home for me when it came to motherhood. You know, just because you have children, it doesn't mean that you stop dreaming, that you stop pursuing your goals. Just because I'm a mom and I gained my baby weight doesn't mean that I have to keep the baby weight on if I don't want it. Like, we have to stop using our children as an excuse why we can't make moves. Shh. You gotta go, shh, so mommy can record, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Stop. So anyway, like I said, you'll hear Miss Ari in the background, but at the end of the day, she's my reason why. And watching Beyonce's homecoming really, really hit home for me because I was like, you know what? Ari, stop. You have to be quiet while mommy is recording, honey. Okay, you're going back upstairs to your room.
No.
Then stop it. Put your hands on your lip. Put your mouth on your lips. Shh. Okay, thank you. So anyway, like I was saying, she sacrificed so much and she knew that she had that performance and she didn't just say, well, I'm a mother, I'm going to stay 218 pounds because I'm sure that she didn't want to because she's probably 120 pounds at the most, maybe 130 at the peak of her like health and fitness journey. But she did so much just to be able to perform for us and for her culture and for her people, for the culture and for her people. I mean, that is something to be acknowledged. That is something to be applauded upon. And so for me, what really hit home for me was like, girl, you can do this. You can pursue anything that you want. You know, being a mother doesn't stop you from making moves and doing the things that you want and desire to do for yourself. You know, because at the end of the day, what I do is for my daughter. It's for us. It's for our livelihood. It's for me to say, you know what? Ari is my blessing. She's the reason why I push. And I've said this in so many podcasts, but she really is. And if I could take her with me on business trips, I would. If I could take her with me to meetings, I will when she gets older for sure. But even now, I saw my leak. Had her baby on the stage with her while she was giving a speech.
Mom.
Yes, Ari. Okay. So, you know, I might just have a co-host from time to time on this podcast. And my co-host will be Miss Ari Nicole Kittle, right? That's right. So sometimes she may be the co-host and you may hear her in the background, but I don't want her to be the reason why I don't continue to do what I'm supposed to do. You get what I'm saying? So, ladies, this episode is for you, and for guys, this episode is for you as well, because I just want you guys to understand the sacrifices that women go through in order for us to be who we are and who we desire to be. Just because we have children doesn't mean that we stop pursuing our dreams and stop pursuing our goals. You know, we just have to make a different type of accommodation. Now, if there's an event, for example, that I would like to go to and I don't have a babysitter, because it's just Ari and I here, and the two people that I do have sit for me, they're not available. Does that mean that I don't go? Sometimes I can't go. You know, sometimes I really can't go. But in some instances, I'll ask, can I bring my daughter? And if they say yes, then I'll bring her. Because she has to learn. Thank you.
You're welcome.
She has to learn how to behave and how to conduct herself when she's out with mommy while mommy is making moves for us. So, you know, start her while she's young. I have to train myself on how to be able to stay focused while having my child with me. You know, I may not have her all the time, but there may be some instances like my leak where, you know, she had to bring her baby with her. And so it wasn't going to stop her from, you know, doing her speaking engagement, but she still did it with her baby, newborn baby in her arms. There was a congresswoman, there is a congresswoman out there. I believe she's either a congresswoman or, thank you, or she's someone that's really high up in the corporate world. But I remember seeing pictures of her with her baby. Yeah, I think she was a congresswoman or a senator or something like that. But she had that baby in her lap. She sure did. She sure did have that baby in her lap and she kept moving. And as I sit here with my daughter on my lap, I'm keeping it moving. Very little content has been edited on this podcast as a result of my daughter being in the background. I'm just not going to do it anymore. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do for myself, for my daughter, and for you guys, those listeners, those who support me. Because at the end of the day, it's all about being real, and it's all about the message, and it's all about continuing to push and fighting for yourself and your legacy. That's what it's all about. So don't allow children to be the reason why things don't happen. In the upcoming podcast I have coming up, I talk about an opportunity that was presented to me and the fact that I'm not taking it because it's going to require me to travel and be away from my daughter. I can't be away from my daughter. If I could take her with me on business trips, then I would. But I don't have like a living nanny or a traveling nanny or someone with me right now. Let me put that into existence. I don't have that right now. But when I do, and Ari's school time permits it, if it's on a spring break or something like that, she will be with me. And
is
on that note,
music?
Yes, mommy's music. It's mommy's podcast.
This is mommy music.
Yes, and on that note, we about to get out of here and get ready for Easter and Easter brunch. Have a fantastic day and have a beautiful, beautiful week. Until next time, say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tell the people bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Beep, beep, boop, boy.
No, say bye-bye, people.
Bye-bye, people.
Have a good one.
A good one.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Be sure to connect with me on social media by finding me on Instagram at Lady Ebby J, spelled J-A-Y, and also on Facebook. Just search for The Ebby J Show. Also, check out my blog at www.theebbyjshow.com. Remember, you can also listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many other podcast platforms. Until next time, remember to feel your beauty and own it.